Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Earlier this year, when we were at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville, predictions being made by the Cattle Facts organization suggested we were right at the year's highs right then in our cattle market, for our fed cattle market, wholesale box beef trade and the like. We kind of paused at that particular point, but since that time, we've gone even higher. An Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Daryl Peel, says that to most market observers, it has been a surprising move and a lot stronger than most folks have been anticipating.
You know, we were expecting some seasonal strength in cattle markets and beef markets this spring. We've certainly seen that and really a little more than we expected. Fed cattle prices and box beef prices both have just jumped dramatically over the last month from a little bit of a low in February. And you know, I think it's indicative of the seasonal strength that we expected, but probably a little bit more than that in many ways. It looks like there's some underlying demand strength. We're still seeing an increase year over year in beef production, and we expected that, and that will continue through the year. But as long as the demand is there, it doesn't mean that we necessarily are seeing the lower prices at this point in time. Retail prices actually strengthened a little bit in February on the latest data that we have, and so it looks like going forward both the domestic demand and the international demand is really picking up and keeping these markets seasonally strong, a little bit stronger than we expected, even though we do think they will peak out here at some point in the spring and then go into a summer, you know, a little bit of a seasonal decline into the summer.
Daryl mentioned both wholesale trade and the fat cattle market higher than what the experts were anticipating here as we get to the end of March. Back beginning of February, the prediction was a high of the year, about $1.24 on finished cattle. We were in the 130s this last week, according to FedCattleExchange.com. Dr. Peel says really what we're seeing here in 2017 is that even with somewhat increased supplies, demand is really helping us keep these prices afloat.
We're in a growing supply scenario longer term. It will continue through 2017 and really for the next couple of years. That's the underlying situation. We've got more cattle out there. We're still expanding the herd, as far as we know. So we're going to continue to see beef production. And that generally has a lot of folks worried about the supply impacts. But what I think we're seeing here is that the demand is growing to keep up with that. And that's keeping 2017 really set up to be kind of a sideways year relative to at least the end of 2016. And we move forward probably with some normal seasonal patterns, but not necessarily a general trend down in these prices, or at least not very much, certainly not in the first part of the year here.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the Gen X from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.